The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, America's number one female comedian, Shonda Pierce.
I have been married to this man for almost 30 years, so I thought this would be so funny and surprise him. And so I got this little tattoo, and it's not as romantic when he goes, let me get my glasses so I can see.
Stay tuned as Shonda shares how she is bringing her humor and message to the world.
And the Lord is opening doors in places I'd never dreamed or imagined, and I go in carefully and fearfully. Today, I'm Betty Robinson, and this is James, and we've got one of our dear friends.
He
is so funny.
I'm already getting ready for my face to crack. Shonda Pierce is here, and we're going to have a wonderful time. And you know, laughter is good medicine. And we've had people say, how could you be talking about the needs of the world and the suffering and all that and have everybody laughing? But he's some of the most incredible expressions and outpourings of love we've seen have come mm-hmm. when people have just found joy. I mean, real joy unspeakable. And one aspect of the fruit of the Spirit, the weight of God's presence on us, is joy and peace. And I want you to have that and joy. And we can laugh. It really is good medicine. Would you welcome back to Life Today, Shonda Pierce. Here is Shonda.
In front of them, because I know when I pass over him, he goes, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us. And it's so funny that he talks about most joyful people. I don't know if we're the most joyful or we just found the right meds. Either way, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I haven't seen you for a while. He hasn't had me on for a while. Evidently, something I said last time didn't set too well. No, but I've been very, very busy at my house becoming empty nested. Isn't that awesome? It's the greatest days of my marriage. I'm so sick of those kids. Listen, they left. My youngest is 21 now. He's living in Los Angeles, and we're from Tennessee, so we like it like this. He's 21. He goes to a technical school to learn how to make video games, and that's about all I have to say about him. So... But I have a daughter, and lo and behold, you know, just when we were empty nested, we're enjoying it, they moved back in. The daughter and her husband and her dogs and her little pregnant self. Because they decided they needed to save money for their own house, so they're going to come eat us out of our house. You know, I knew we should have said no or at least changed the locks while we had the chance. And here they came, and it kind of cramped our style. Now, I'm 50. I don't mind telling you this. I'm 50. But I'm also not dead either. I love my husband. He is a stud muffin, if you know what I mean. And at 50, there's a little more muffin than there is stud. I just might write that down, Betty. I just made that up. I'm going to need that next week. But here's the thing. So my kids were living there, you know, so my son decides, well, I'll come back if Cher's coming back and we'll all just be under the house, one happy family. No. That's over. When you're 18, there's no more happy family. You're supposed to get out, you know. And so here they are, and they're, you know, she starts nesting in my nest. So that's a lot of trouble. So one night we decided we'd go on a date night like you used to have to do when you sneak out from your kids. You know, you called it date. Mom and Daddy's having a date night. It's really, we're sick of you. We're going to go have a cheeseburger without you. And so we went on this date night. Now, what's so funny, we knew our kids would make fun of us if we came home, like, at 9 o'clock, once we just left the house at 8. And so, you know, you ride around the neighborhood for a little while. That doesn't work, you know. So we decided to go parking. We just thought that would be funny. And we went back to the same park that got us in this mess to begin with. And do you know they had shut that place down? We didn't know, but it was good. You could hide the car better in the weeds, you know. But I'm telling you, parking over 50 is... you got to have a chiropractor for 3 weeks after that. don't go to our church. Please don't go to our church. And he asked to see our license, so I gave him my license. My husband gives me his license. He's going, are you guys married? Like, this is the grossest thing he's ever seen. I think he gave us a ticket for that right there. Being married and going parking was supposed to be so gross. I'm like, well, yes, we are, but the kids moved back in and it kind of cramped our style. We wanted to be out a little late, so we thought we'd go wild, go parking. He's like, oh, say no more. I'll give you 30 more minutes. I looked at my husband. Well, he thinks you're a stud, so... Somebody right now sitting on their couch just appalled that I talked about sleeping with my husband. And then I could testify how the Lord has saved me from prostitution and drugs and alcohol. People would be waving their hanky. They'd ride into James that this was the best show they ever saw. But talk about sleeping with your husband. Everybody goes. My husband is a stud. And I try to stay young looking for him. I try to stay, you know, healthy, look well. Not healthy, but you put on enough Spanx, you look a little better, you know? You know what I'm talking about? The Spanx, it's like your grandmother calls them girdles, you know? The hip thing now is Spanx. I have on 4 pair right now myself. I put on 1 pair and I had a hole and I thought I had a tumor all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? You know, have you ever tried to get the fat back in the pills? When the dough pops out of the Pillsbury can, there's a problem. You can't get the dough back in the can. You can't get the fat back in the Spanx. So by then I'd had a hot flash. I couldn't get them off. Have you had a hot flash in a pair of Spanx? You have to have them surgically removed. So I just put on another pair to get the, you know, stuff the stuffing back in. And then that didn't work because I had the little shorts part. You know, if you ever wore the little short Spanx and then it looks like you have 2 tumors on your thighs because you know where the girdle ends. You know what I mean? It's just, it's awful. And so then I got the little tank top Spanx that's supposed to meet with the shorts. Well, then you sweat and the shorts rolls down under your beer gut. And then the top roll, it lifts and separates, if you know what I mean. It is just disgusting. So then I got the whole bodysuit Spanx that goes down to your knees, you know. Well, then my feet swelled so bad I couldn't get my shoes on. It just cuts off the circulation. So finally, I'm starting to wear the whole thing that goes from your ankles all the way up. So this is not cleavage. This is my ankle sitting right here. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, mercy.
Let me tell you, I forgot to talk about the cheerleaders. I went with your Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders to Afghanistan not long ago. I was there. We went with 6 of them. By the time we got to Kuwait, we only had 2. They were scrawny girls. They can't keep up. But and I got hungry. I had to have a few something for lunch. They were just, I mean, little tiny things. How do they cheer a whole game? Just, feed me something, feed me. It was so fun. Me and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and some country singers and the most photographed swimsuit model for Sports Illustrated. And she took her 8x10, if you know what I mean. And my 8x10. Well, mine's like a 14x16.
Oh, my goodness.
It was something else, you know. And then they didn't want you to talk about Jesus. That's what they gave me the list. Don't say anything about Jesus because we're in a place that may not be so, you know, happy about that. So I just tattooed him on my chest. That's where all the soldiers were licking. I figured... No, I wouldn't do that. That would be awful. I know you don't like tattoos. I heard that. But I have to confess to you, I got a tattoo. And I'm worried because, see, I only see him once in a while. I come here to get my life changed, to stop backsliding. Then I go back out and do my job and come back and confess again. Brother James is like my priest. Let me just stop over for a few minutes if you don't mind. I've got some things to tell you. But I did for my... Betty, I'm recommending this. My 25th wedding anniversary, I wanted to do something that would shock my husband, so I got a tattoo. I did. And don't send me verses. if you're going to send me a scripture, send it before I do something wrong, would you? Well, it's too late now, you know, because tattoo's kind of permanent. I had a little heart with his initials and flowers in a very place that only my husband would see, by the way. And my daughter was disgusted. She said it was a tramp stamp. Okay, I have been married to this man for almost 30 years, so I thought this would be so funny and surprise him. And so I got this little tattoo, and it's not as romantic when he goes, let me get my glasses so I can see. Yeah, it just takes the romance out of it. Of course, it's gone now. Things kind of shift, you know, so. My husband's initials are somewhere in my rear end right now. In a few years, he can see it again, and it'll be behind my knee. Okay, so next year when I come back, if I come back, Betty's got to get a tattoo. Don't y'all think she should get a
tattoo? Oh, boy.
To think upstairs, what would be the most shocking thing I could talk to James about?
you left me breathless. Speechless, breathless. Let me just say,
y'all.
This is her CD, and it's Listen and Laugh. Is that
Listen
right?
Listen and Laugh.
And here is a DVD. Did I say that out loud? And there's Shonda's website, and these are just awesome. And by the way, Shonda, we are drilling water wells. And
if
you do well, we'll help us do a well.
I will.
And we're going to give the CD away. Shonda, you have, by the way, we just love you. Don't you appreciate her? Don't you make you laugh? You take the very real issues and you just turn them into something wonderful.
Well, I don't know if it's wonderful.
Well, I think it is, because I love to laugh.
My mama thinks I'm going to hell in a handbasket. She does. She said it all my life. I asked her, how big is the handbasket? Because me and four cousins are going in the same basket, you know? I say if we find the guy who's carrying the basket, take him out first.
How in the world are we going to say something that's kind of a more serious nature when you've got us absolutely
very carefully?
Now, you are maybe going to do some movies in Hollywood and some parts and so forth. And by the way, I want to just go ahead and address that since you'll get letters on it.
I know. My mother writes me every day.
I want you to take the brightest light into the darkest places on planet Earth, and that's one of them. And the darker the situation, if you want to show off a diamond, go to the jeweler. He's going to put a dark cloth out on the table and put the diamond on it and put light on it. So you get the greatest jewels in the brightest light in the darkest situation, and it looks the best. And I want you to go and pierce the darkness. So you've got our encouragement and our prayers, and I believe you're going to be a blessing. You're funnier than anybody in Hollywood. Don't you think she's funnier than anybody in Hollywood? Got? You go out there and you just go out there and be a bright light for Jesus. How do we pray for you? What can we do for you because we love you?
Probably just that. You know, for the first time, I've been a stand-up comedian for almost 20 years. I'm blessed to have climbed to the pinnacle of whatever this market or whatever I've done. And I will continue to do this till Jesus comes. I still work 98.9% of the time in the church world and in the Christian conference world and all of that, and love it. Those are my people. That's the world I know. And the Lord is opening doors in places I'd never dreamed or imagined, and I go in carefully and fearfully. And at the same time, I am getting such an education in what happened. You know, when Hollywood came along, the sitcom came to life because of war. When Vietnam War hit and World War II, that's when they came up with the sitcom ideas. And I mean, it's just a historical fact. And so the laughter and Hollywood and the fun of the storytelling and the movies, it was all as a wonderful release and relief for difficult times that we're in. Now it's almost feels like sometimes the tables flipped. And that's causing some of the difficult times that we're in. The influence that's going on in Hollywood is now perpetrating some of the difficulties that our teenagers are facing and this unwed pregnancies and all this that's going on. And so that's very sad to me. And at the same time, when I was in college and heading off to college, to tell my mother I wanted to major in theater arts, well, you might as well have told her I was just going to sell marijuana for the rest of my life. I mean, it was that foreign and that fearful to that generation.
It shouldn't be. The kingdom of God should make the weight of God's presence felt as a footprint of God's presence on every part of life.
Absolutely.
All the culture.
I said this in concert the other night. It just was on my heart. And I said, when you look at how horrible Hollywood is and some of the movies that they're putting out and the soap operas and all that mess
that's what it is.
It is just a mess. We have really no one to blame for that, so to speak, other than Satan, but ourselves.
That's right.
Because we pulled ourselves out. And so now to go back in, or as a Christian, to walk into some areas, you know, and I've been in a couple of movies this year that weren't necessarily billed as faith-based movies, but because I am a Christian, I read a script and said, okay, yeah, I can do this one. I can be in this one. And they're good folks. I've met wonderful people. And I've met really great Christians in Hollywood. And what's really sad is when you're on a movie set and you're having a little bite to eat or in between scenes and somebody whispers, by the way, I'm a Christian too. Yeah. It is for the first time we're getting a very small taste.
I believe that's going to change.
I do too.
You know, Soul Surfer is a faith-based film.
It's a beautiful girl
that lost her arm to the shark that's the star of that. And it's a very inspirational movie. She actually, after she lost the arm, gave water wells.
And
showed them the show here, and her dad was here with us, telling how God had put that on her heart, and we're doing water wells now, and you know how much you enjoy what we're doing. I want to just say again that I really believe, now, I mean, whether it's education, and the church gave education and academics over to some other force other than the literal impression and principles of Almighty God that are as rock solid as the foundation upon which we build a house safely and securely. And it's not, by the way, just preaching the word or hearing the word, it's doing the word. Mm. Doing what he says, not just discussing it and talking about it, but being a living demonstration of it, which means that you not only affect academics and education, you affect the arts, you affect every part of society, you address the social ills, and you address the economics. I mean, we're supposed to literally have dominion, not take dominion, not be a theocracy, but the weight of God affecting everything on planet Earth. I'm going to be praying for Shonda as she goes and does what God impressed her to do in the dark places of the world. Will you assure Shonda that she's got your prayers and we appreciate it?
Thank you so much. That means so much.
There is her website. Again, go there. You can get the DVD, but we'll just simply tell you this. I would love to send you the CD. This really contains a lot of the best of Shonda Pierce. And we just want to send it to you to say thank you, because what we're going to ask you to do, and I know how much you believe in what God's called us to, how much you've been a part of what we do for a long time, not just by being a guest, but praying for us and helping us. And we've had really the joy of picking you up off the floor when your heart was broken.
Literally off the floor.
And it's just the love of God. But what we're doing, Shonda, is our viewers, and they're the most special people. Honestly, they're our viewers will pray for you. I don't think they'll send you a bad email. I think they're going to pray for you. If they do, well, then you tell me, and I'll have a little talk with you. We'll have a little talk together. You pray for her, all right? But here's what we want to ask you to do today. Twice a year, we will take various regions of the world and target to drill water wells. We're asking you to help us. They're $4,800, but I want you to get this. $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. There's not one person watching, so you know what? I could give 10 people clean water the rest of their life. This is something they've never had. And it's a real, it's becoming the answer to the heart cry and prayer of many mothers for precious children. I want you to listen closely, because you really are the answer. You really are. Listen and watch.
Water is essential for life. Every system in our body depends on fresh, clean water. Water flushes toxins out of vital organs. It carries nutrients to your cells and keeps the body hydrated so it can function normally. These are important facts, but they mean very little to mothers like Landy and her daughter Valerie, who find themselves among the nearly 1 billion people in our world who have no choice but to drink diseased water and suffer the tragic consequences. The plight of Landy is simply a snapshot of what thousands of other mothers suffer on a daily basis, because a waterborne illness has taken the lives of their children. There is a simple solution for her tragic situation. It is fresh, clean water, which can prevent these needless deaths, bring children back to health, and give Landy and thousands of other mothers hope for the future.
That little baby died. That picture, it's still has one baby that can crumple up the picture. And mother didn't want that baby to die, and we can stop it. I'm telling you, we can put, at the missionaries' request and their great love, God's love through them, we can put a water well there. Betty and I get pictures like this all the time. This is from St. Jude's. And we get the pictures of little children like this because Betty and I started helping St. Jude's. And we try to help them a lot, but we get pictures like this from a child that's fighting a disease that they don't have a cure for. And oftentimes I say, would you help us find the cure, please? And then sometimes we get a picture of a beautiful little child that died, and the mother says, my little girl, my little boy died. We think we're close to finding the cure for somebody else's. And boy, Betty and I help. And when I look at that little child and think of that little baby that died, I know the cure, Betty. We don't have to do research. We don't have to find some miracle drug. All we have to do is give them a fresh water well, and we know the water's there. And people like you provided the drilling rigs. Now we're asking you to pay the cost and the average cost. And there's some places it's more expensive. And there's some places where the water is very shallow, maybe 150 feet. But the average is $4,800. That could change in the coming months, but currently it's there. Would you drill a well? Would you go to the phone, wherever it is right now, or pity and people give online, and they can go to their computer, go to lifetoday.org, and just click it. I want to donate. I want to give. And make your gift and put it on a bank card. Use it like it's a check. That's how you should always use that card. And if you want to write a check, and some of you do, you say, James, can I make a check? Yes, certainly. Make it to Life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it. By the way, the missionaries have said, we're going to drill a well here. We. It's not me and Betty. No, you can know we're going to drill a well. Every time the missionaries say, can you do it here? We're going to help them in that project. Would you, listen, $48, 10 people, water the rest of their life, because we put that together. $144, 30 people water the rest of their life. Could you give the $4,800 or $1,200 or $2,400 and pray three people join you or another person joins you and we got a well? It's each one of us fulfilling our part in God's heart. That's how it happens. What can you, and by the way, in God's sight, your best is as good as it gets. It's as big as it gets. Father, help everyone to be excited about giving. And Lord, let us drill those wells. Bless the people who can drill a well, or several wells, or give water to 10 people, or as many as possible, in Jesus' name. Would you make that call? Please do it, or go online. Please do it now.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is that there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we will begin drilling 350 new water wells for remote villages in 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Believe This, Not That, a brand new topical Bible promise book that will encourage you in every area of life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request our newly released Water for Life mug set, a daily reminder of the clean water you make possible to those who thirst. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the 2012 commemorative bronze sculpture, The Lamb and the Lion. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
I have spent my day traveling up and down this river. We have seen the graves of children that have died because they drank from this river. We want to do something about it. Mission Water for Life can drill wells, but we need you to respond. This is a global problem. This isn't just isolated to this river. This river is just a small picture of rivers worldwide. The need is desperate and urgent. Open your heart and give freely, so these children won't die.
Well, you have the answer. It's not one we have to look for, but it is one we provide. And who wouldn't want to give the cure to any disease the child had if you knew what it was? I mean, you'd want that, not only for your children, but anyone's child. We do want to send you the gifts that we've mentioned, that you've seen, and also, if you'd like to today and you make the gift, we're going to send you Shonda Pierce's CD, and you'll laugh, and it'll put a big old smile on your face, and you'll want to share it with others. Join Betty and me in saying thanks to our good friend Shonda Pierce. Shonda, thank you.
Thank you. We love you.
You will be a light in the darkest places on planet Earth. Let's all be a light. Let's be the city set on a hill that cannot and will not be here. Pierce the darkness.
Tomorrow, Ravi Zacharias tackles the hard question, has Christianity failed you?
Sooner or later, you have to explain it from here.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.